Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here. It's a bit cold out there after a rainy but warm day yesterday. It was definitely at times it was heavy. It was windy, very windy at some points, but it was warm. It was crazy. Didn't need that winter coat during that time, but you know, winter temperatures are here and there right now. We're looking at some warm temperatures at the beginning of this week and then going back into some of those cold temperatures. You just never know what you're going to get around here. And probably a little bit of rain during this time, so hey, we'll see how it goes. Our plants are getting watered naturally until the ground freezes, so it's perfect for us. That's one of the great things, right? You know, we talk about when it comes to newly planted, and you know, and when I say newly, I mean even beginning of this year, is that's newly planted. You know, watering until the ground freezes. Well, you can only do so much, right? And Mother Nature's helping us out right now with all this extra rain here and there. Helping, making sure that our trees and shrubs are watered to go into the winter, holding in that moisture for us, because it is very important to keep our shrubs and trees watered until that ground freezes. That way, we don't have to worry about them. So it's been a good thing. It's been, you know, extra. It's great. I love the fact that we're getting some of this rain. It would be great not on a weekend so we could enjoy ourselves on the weekend, right? You know, that combination of the 50 degrees and rain. You know, let's keep the rain on a different day so we can get out there and enjoy it on a Saturday, right? You know, work all week and want to spend some time on the weekend just enjoying the day. But, hey, beggars can't be choosers, right? Anyways. So we, temperature-wise, off and on, it's been great. Plants are still kind of going out there. But, you know, a lot of the houseplant types you've already brought in, you've gotten indoors to keep going and keep staying, you know, alive, right? I had brought in a mandevilla plant about 3-4 weeks ago, and just kept it in the garage, right? Been in there for a bit, and I'll tell you, it was, it's still got the holding on to the flowers, even with some of the cooler temperatures. I don't have a heated garage, right? So it's still getting to the, getting to the 30s. You could feel it. But it's amazing how some of that plant itself kind of holds on. You know, a few yellow leaves here and there, but it's not too bad. But it's just interesting to see how they go, right? But, with those temperatures, we're able to, kind of do some things as necessary with some of the warm temperatures during the week. And I have to say, probably like Thursday is looking like the day where there's not as much rain, or Monday being in the 50s. Again, if you haven't done your wilt proof or wilt stop, those are good days to do it this week. Still time, right? Because the ground hasn't frozen. So, it's one of those things where that your plants are still absorbing the moisture, so they're still not getting affected by those cold winter winds yet. I mean, we're still not in winter. We're still fall. We're still about a little over 2 weeks before winter officially is here. But, some of the cold temperatures at night can still dry out your plants. So, this combination of having some rain and the cold weather, it's fine right now with the ground not frozen. But pretty soon, as the ground freezes, that's when your plants will start to need to hold the moisture in its leaves. Right, so that's why we're talking a little bit about the wilt proof and wilt stop. Still doing it if you haven't, right? It is so important to help protect your plants going forward, and making sure that they survive and don't have that winter damage, right? It's interesting. When I first started in the industry, being there full time, I looked at, you'd hear winter damage and you'd be like, there's got to be another reason for it. Like, there's got to be another name or something. But no, that's really what happens, especially in New England, right? Is the way the temperature fluctuates, the way the winds pick up in the winter, nor'easters, those types of things, right? Causes winter damage. But it is interesting that you can work with a product to help protect from winter damage. So I like to make sure you all know that it is coming, and that it's going to happen, and this is how we can help prevent it. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, for those of you who subscribe to our newsletter, some pretty good articles in there this week. One of my favorites that has been in here, we've put in a number of years, is that aluminum Christmas tree that my father ended up 1 year when he was 11. The story of what happened, and tried to do the old cut your own, etc. How, there was poison ivy in it. Anyways, it's a good article to read. Definitely something to see. There's also, one of the things that's not as popular as it used to be, is the living Christmas tree indoors. I mean, there are a good amount out there. It's funny, my aspect of this, of the garden club is the on air. I don't really, do much with the newsletter, and I'm actually just reading it. And, we should have updated the prices on a good cut tree versus and a living tree with a root ball. Because it seems like inflation hasn't hit the newsletter yet. Anyways, that's a story for a different day. But it's a good article when you look at the details of what to do with the living tree indoors. Because it is something that, you know, might be something you want to do. You know, and with the living tree, it is a type that you don't bring indoors and keep indoors for the entire month, right? This is something that maybe 7 to 10 days max, right? So it's the type of thing where you bring in a living tree, it gets acclimated to your house, the warm temperatures, and then if you put it outside, it could end up dying. So this is a good article with some good information on it. Definitely something to take a look at going forward if that's something you want to do. And then just the typical just, you know, story about Christmas trees, etc. And I think it's some good information, some funny stuff there. You know, we can discuss that and more as the show goes on. But if you have questions, you can call us here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's December. A lot of people are really thinking about, you know, Christmas trees, etc. And, you know, I was thinking about it and wanted to give some information really in regards to Christmas trees, because, you know, there are some people out there who kind of say, all right, Christmas trees, you know, we're kind of deforesting, we're taking away trees from the environment, etc. And, you know, it's one of those things where a Christmas tree in the balsam fir is the most common, at least in our area, to grow. There's also the Fraser fir. But while they're growing, they're actually absorbing carbon dioxide and other gases while emitting, you know, fresh oxygen. They're so beneficial for us. The farms that are growing these trees, it really actually helps kind of stabilize their soil. And a lot of the soil that these trees grow in, a lot of other crops can't really grow in. So it's actually really beneficial. It helps, you know, when it's helping stabilize the soil, what it'll do is help with erosion, keeping, you know, water supplies protected, and keeping areas for wildlife to be living while they're growing, right? So, you know, the real Christmas tree has some good benefits in the environment. The other thing is the majority of the Christmas tree growers, they actually are just like any other crop, right? Just like I wouldn't say it's as quickly as corn or one of those things. It's not as quick of a grower, but they reestablish their plants But usually, for every tree they cut, between 1 and 3 new plants are being put into the ground afterwards. So, on some of these, say they cut down 1,000, and say they put down 3, they're tripling the amount of plants that they put in the ground, and the oxygen levels can be cleaner that much more. So, just definitely important, in my opinion. There's a lot of other things we can discuss about them, but they are so, while they're growing out there, they're so beneficial, right? And then after the fact, when you're done with the season, once you've cleaned the tree off, taken your ornaments, etc., it can be used for so many other things, right? You can cut all the branches off, put them all over your perennial beds, and let them sit. You could just leave the tree out in the backyard. You know, stand it up at an angle for a nice place for any of the birds that are still in the area to protect themselves, other wildlife to protect themselves in. You could have it all cut up into mulch. There's a lot of different things that it can do. It's not just a one-and-done type thing. And so, you know, the real Christmas tree is great for it. Now, artificial trees, hey, fine with that. Do what you want to do with those. You know, some people are allergic. Some people can't have real trees in the house just based on allergies. Completely get it. So, it's definitely either or. I'm all for both. But learning about the Christmas tree is super important. And I think, you know, take away the reasons behind, you know, Christmas. Let's forget all the other things, but think, look at the Christmas tree and have the idea of what's going on with it and what it does for us. So definitely something to be looking at long term. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Raphael Warnock, the Democratic incumbent for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat, is making the case on why he should be given a full 6-year term. His Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, is making the case on why he should be chosen over Warnock. Both men have days left to make those arguments ahead of Tuesday's runoff election. Another judge in the Hoosier state has blocked Indiana's abortion ban ahead of that state's Supreme Court hearing oral arguments on an injunction that was implemented a week after the ban went into effect back in September. South Carolina will be first in the nation on the Democrats' presidential nominating calendar. Some party leaders have pushed to replace Iowa in the number one spot to reflect the party's diversity overall, but specifically giving a nod to black voters, the party's loyal base. The U.S. men's soccer team heading home from Qatar after losing to the Netherlands in the World Cup. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Excuse me. And we've been talking a lot about Christmas trees and that type of thing right now. It's that time of year, so something enjoyable and fun to talk about for us. So it's definitely some good stuff there. And, you know, I'd like to look at it and say, you know, what else is there? What else can you really discuss about the Christmas tree? Well, you know, the styles, right? That's one major that I haven't talked about yet. And the majority of the Christmas trees that are out there right now are your balsam fir Christmas tree, right? That is the tree that has that Christmas smell to it. And it's definitely the one where you're like, oh yeah, yep, that brings me back. If you've ever had the Christmas tree, you know, in the house, you smell that, you're like, yep, that's exactly it. That's the one. And so the balsam fir tree is the one that has dark green needles with a silver underside on it, right? So you kind of can tell that distinct difference there. Also has more like flexible branches. The branches are not as strong, right? You can kind of move them around a little bit as you're putting your ornaments and your lights and everything on them, right? So they're a little bit easier to move around. They also, you know, you can get them in all sizes. One thing that you can take a look at and see the difference for the needle is the needles grow in two rows along the side of each branch, right? It doesn't go all the way around in a full circle. It just grows on the two sides in two rows. So it's more flat, right? Whereas the Fraser fir tree, that one grows in a spiral all the way around the branches. Right? So it's a little bit different than balsam fir. The other thing, it's got a little bit of a bluish green tinge to it, with that same like silvery white underneath, but it's more distinct than your balsam fir, right? There are many benefits of a Fraser fir, right, that I have found. The branches are stronger, right? They have a better needle retention to them. With the stronger, stiffer branches, you can put some of your bigger ornaments, your bigger everything in general, because it's going to hold it, right? But that's one thing. So it's very stiff. So kind of, as it falls, it stays in place. Right? So that is one thing. But it has that better needle retention. I know it's one thing. It's underneath the tree, that needle drop, you're just like, oh, man, what's going on here? But it's definitely, you know, if you're looking for something that holds moisture longer, Fraser fir, the way to go. Those are your two typical Christmas trees that are out there that last, that a lot of people go with, right? There are some others that you could use for Christmas trees, right? Some people look at, like, the noble fir. They'll look at the Canaan fir. One of my favorites is the concolor fir, right? Some of those have become a little bit more popular in a few years. And the one thing that's cool about the concolor fir, right, it almost has a little bit of a smell to it of like oranges, I swear. It's the craziest thing. But it's so cool. It's got a different leaf, needle structure completely to it. It's one of those things where you can really tell the difference. It's almost like it's really got a bluish color to it. These needles will occur in a row too, but they're longer needles, right? They seem a lot longer, but they're only about like an inch and a half, whereas like a balsam fir is more like a half to three quarters of an inch. You can really see the difference there. But it's really cool. Looking tree. Now, the other, like we, the typical, an older style type Christmas tree was the noble fir, right? The noble fir is that, like, very symmetrical tree. We're branching all the way up, all the way, same sides, right? And it's just that typical straight growing tree where you're going to have that look to it. A bluish green look, and they're grown in, the needles on there are in rows, right, and some on the upper surface, some on the lower surface, but you can really see the color, but it's more of a blue, like a light blue color to it. This is one that I think holds the needles the longest. Even when it's dry, but when it's dry, it's dry, right? So it's definitely another option out there. I know some of the specialty trees have been harder to get in the past number of years. A lot of the those trees, like the noble fir, the Canaan fir, the concolor fir, some of those are harder to get because they're coming from the West Coast and the cost becomes so much, right? The dealing with shipping from the West Coast versus Canada in our area is it's a lot cheaper to get from Canada than the West Coast. So prices rise, right? So those are just things
that we kind of look at and say, oh, man, these are awesome-looking trees, but can we get them as much? I'm hoping the next couple of years they come back more popular and be able to get across the country a little easier. But lots of cool varieties for you to use, right? I definitely think it's worth kind of taking a look at the history and looking at the different trees, etc. Because it's so cool to look at. You know, and then looking at the history, one of the funny things that happened is, you know, Theodore Roosevelt tried to actually stop Christmas trees in the house, where it was the destruction of forests, right? And that's the thing. What's so funny about this part is Theodore Roosevelt tries to stop it when, in fact, his two sons, they don't care. They go against their father and they say, nope. And they actually snuck some into their house while he was president and actually helped get some information out there so that it went to the world and they said, all right, this is the reason, this is what's going on, right? And that's when later on in life, a fellow Roosevelt actually started a Christmas tree farm in New York to keep that going, right? So it's pretty cool stuff. Looking at the history of it, where it came from, you know, it did come from Germany. Germany was the first to do it. And Christmas trees back in the day, right? They didn't have electricity like we do now, where they're putting LED lights on Christmas trees. They were putting candles. And so they needed strong, flat-looking trees so that they could hold those. So it's definitely, you know, cool information if you're looking at history of the Christmas tree itself. Because they started as tabletop sizes as well. They were on a table up. They were smaller, you know, just a few feet. And now you look at them. The bigger the better for some, you know, some with cathedral ceilings, you know, 10, 12, 12, 14, 14, 16, love it, right? But that's kind of what happens this time, you know, with the trees, they get bigger and bigger. So, you know, it is interesting to look at it and say, well, yeah, we did have some issues back in the day with them when we weren't doing it right. But now as we start doing that, it really works. In some of the estimates of how many trees are sold, real trees are sold each year, are between 25 and 30 million trees. Now I want you to think about what I said earlier. With every tree that is cut, tree farms will plant 1 to 3 trees. Most of them will do more than one with the seedlings because we know that not all plants will thrive. So you're not just going to try one. You're probably most likely going to do 2, maybe 3. But let's look at it as 2, right? So for every tree that's cut, and we'll go on the smaller end here, 25 million, 2 are planted, which puts it at 50 million trees get put back into the ground. You know, and you look at the history of it and you say, well, how did we get to this point? Well, you look back and that's when the Theodore Roosevelt, looking at it and kind of having that concern of the destruction of forests way back, 1901, that's where it all comes back and says, all right, we need to start planting more and doing those things, etc. So it's just really cool to look at the history and say, this is how far we've come. Because a lot of these tree growers know we need to replant double to triple the amount. And so the amount of Christmas trees that go back into the ground in the United States alone is double the amount that we sell each year at stores. So it's just some really cool stuff. And
when I look back at it and you say, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I love it. You know, what Christmas trees do for us. And it's not just about the holiday, right? Forget the holiday aspect. Let's talk about the 8 to 12 years that they're growing in the ground for us and what they've done and how many trees get planted because of it. It's an amazing little thing to think about. So, just want to bring some of that information to the table. I know a lot of you know this, but it's just great to look into the history of some things and say, wow, what could have been, right? We're still taking calls. We're just talking all different things today. But if you have some questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've been talking lots about Christmas trees. It's that time of year, right? It's just that thing that we really just think about, right? It's just some cool stuff. I am the Christmas tree buyer for Mahoney's Garden Center. And so I have a lot to do with it, a lot of information, you know, a lot of pre-work, and you look at it and you kind of just say, you know what, from far it's pretty cool, but there's a lot that goes with it and a lot of the research, etc. And I will tell you that trees are still at a, you know, there's not a huge supply out there, right? Something you should go and try to get sooner rather than later. And even if you don't put it up yet, you bring it home, you keep it outside, that's fine. Just take a look at getting it sooner rather than later, if possible. They had some, you know, some snow up in Canada. So if you get a lot of trees or greens, those types of things in Canada, they had a bunch of snow early, you know, more in the Quebec, you know, Quebec, Montreal, all the regions have had the snow, right? You heard the snow that Buffalo got, right? They got it because of the lake effect. But all north of there in Canada and across got hit with that heavy snow too. Not as much. We're not talking 6 feet. But you got to realize some of it cuts some of the seasons short, right? It also, you know, some of the garlands, some of the wreaths, you're not going to see as much out there because those, they're usually still producing them. They're still out into the woods cutting tips, etc.
So there's not as much out there. So just keep in mind that, right? Get them early when you can, but it doesn't necessarily mean bring inside. And one of the things that we really should be thinking about when we're cutting a tree is making sure there is a fresh cut put on the tree before you put it in a tree stand, right? Why is that? Well, let's think of it as, it's kind of like a cut flower. It's just a really, really big cut flower. Cut flowers, right, when you get them, the recommendation is usually to recut them and then put them directly in warm water. Well, it's kind of what the Christmas tree is. Because what happens with a cut flower, with a Christmas tree, with anything that you're cutting, it starts to form a callus over where it was cut. Because it's trying to protect itself, trying to hold everything in there, right? The Christmas tree is doing the same thing as a cut flower. Christmas tree is going to take a little bit longer, about 4 hours. And after 4 hours, you're going to have to recut. But the reason why we cut is we want the plant to absorb the water, just like if you were to cut roses or anything and put it in water. So it's just something to be thinking about and why a fresh cut is done. You might say, well, it was already cut for me once at the tree farm. I'm good. No, that's actually not the case. And the one thing you want to make sure you're doing is putting warm water. We're not talking boiling hot water. We're just talking warm tap water. And putting that in for the first watering of the season. That's going to help get everything moving, getting everything going. So as it's absorbing into the plant, then it'll start to slow down. In the first couple days, you're going to end up watering it maybe twice a day. And then all of a sudden, it's going to stop. And you're going to say, oh my God, stop drinking, it's going to die. Well, two things. First, it's already dead. You cut the tree down, there's no roots. But second, that's what needs to happen. It needs to slow down. It means it's absorbing the water at a slower speed. It's perfect for us. Anyways, let's talk about that and more as time permits. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.